Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's our CJO session, day one. The time is 10 o'clock, September 6th. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman King.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next item on our agenda is prayer. We have a special guest this morning, and I'd like to ask Congressman Mason if you will say our morning prayer.
Almighty Father God, we come this morning in this place of importance, Almighty Father God, with the people that are the leaders of our Osage Nation, our Osage people, Father God. I ask that you be with them and be in their hearts, their souls, their minds, and their invisible beings as they take care of our people in the best way that they can. And we ask that you be with them and all of the things that they say and they do and they express themselves, Father God, in the decisions that are ahead of them. Father God, just to take care of all of them, Father God. Put your angel's wings around each and every one of them. If there's anything in this building, anything in this room that does not belong here, Father God, take it away. Just make this a place of purity, of goodness, of strong and strength that we ask among our people, Father God, for these leaders, for our Kahika who is present, Father. Be with him, Father God. And all of that goes on with this place and what we do in the government, Father God, that we have established, Father. Be with them as they move ahead, Father, this day and the days forward. In the name of your Jesus Christ, our Son, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is the executive message. Chief Standing Bear.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Walker, and members of the 8th Osage Nation Congress. 3 weeks ago, we announced our success in competing for and winning a $40.6 million federal grant from the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. The hard work of our grants and IT departments made this happen. This massive infusion of broadband resources will fundamentally enrich the lives of our people here within our territory in the way they work, learn, and stay connected, and also provide a clear link between our people away and those here at home. Importantly, this NTIA project has a narrow 2-year window to implement, and the clock is already ticking. Congressman Scott Big Horse has sponsored legislation to appropriate these NTIA funds. Because of this brief time period, we ask the Congress to take up the appropriation as early as possible. Since the announcement of the NTIA grant, we have been notified of an additional $13.9 million federal grant for broadband. This as a result of our applying to as many federal agencies as we can justify by building through a coordinated plan. This work will involve many more people as we move forward. Already job and contract opportunities are being advertised or are being prepared to be advertised. As part of this plan, the IT staff, in conjunction with my office and the treasurer, realize these grants do not have the usual amounts of indirect cost associated with the funding to provide support services. The Osage Nation is expected to deliver those services to these projects from existing indirect cost authorizations or ARPA funds. Therefore, one or more companion bills will be a budget modification from existing ARPA broadband funds. This proposed action is just a budget modification to add wages and fringe so that we can properly administer these new broadband awards within the old ARPA funds already appropriated. This legislation also needs to be addressed by this Congress as soon as possible. This session is mostly about appropriations and authorizations of money for funding of the Osage Nation government programs serving its people. The three branches of our government each have their own constitutional authorities, but all rely on the Osage Congress to fund their operations. For the executive branch, Article 7, Section 5 of the Osage Constitution states the executive branch includes not only the Office of the Chiefs, but also all other administrative offices, departments, agencies, and instrumentalities of the Osage Nation, including but not limited to public trusts, boards, village committees, authorities, and commissions. To fund the executive branch, we turn to what we call tribal funds and non-tribal funds. As you know, in Congress, federal funds, such as the broadband grants, make up the bulk of non-tribal funding. Tribal funds can best be described as laid out in the annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation, which takes the form of a resolution of the Osage Congress. I expect that the updated annual revenue projection will be what the executive branch and the judicial branch will consider when the Congress reviews newly filed resolution number ONCR 22-11. The increase in total projected revenue for fiscal year 2023 shows our continued increase in revenue, mostly from our successful gaming operations. There is disappointment that the executive branch budgetary outlay for fiscal year 2023 has not increased, despite the need to cover the increased cost of our education scholarship program, our Medicare Plan F supplement, Part D prescription drug program, health card, our new minimum wage, our employee cost of living increases, construction inflations, equipment cost increases, and so on. This can only be made up by reductions from expectations. We request Congress to look at what is shown in resolution number ONCR 2211 as remaining available for appropriation after all outlays. The resolution shows over $11 million remaining as available for further appropriation. These funds should be spent to carry on the work we are doing and to provide some of these funds as deposits into the permanent fund. The permanent fund needs to be increased to be our reserve for the next pandemic or other emergency. The Osage Minerals Council has in recent years requested tribal funding in addition to their federal authorized use from the Osage Mineral Estate. The executive branch also administers the Well Plugging Program through our Office of Strategic Planning and Self-Governance, working in conjunction with our Osage Minerals Council. This office within the executive is working to add to our annual multi-year funding agreement of BIA programs those parts of the Osage agency which are minerals related but not trust functions. The BIA has identified field operations as not an inherently federal function and as available for contracting. Those are 15 positions plus part or all of the deputy superintendent position. However, six of the field positions are not funded. We continue to meet with BIA and the Washington, D.C. Office of Self-Governance to conduct a seamless transition, as we have with other BIA programs over many years. Within this process, we have discovered that BIA could also shift duties from one or more positions to free up positions eligible for contracting. This will be worked on during the next fiscal year. In the meantime, we are not going to press matters until we have a greater degree of certainty. To accomplish this, I am recommending we listen to the BIA and the Department of Interior, and if they believe we will need to call the contracting of any Osage agency positions a compact position under a Department of the Interior compact, then we will return to this Congress and present this recommendation also to the Osage Minerals Council. Until then, the Osage Minerals Council should not be seeking any funding from this Congress for contracting or compacting any programs. This is a good place to mention that the executive's negotiations with BIA and the Department of Interior Self-Governance Office on contracting the BIA probate department has confirmed the necessity of federal legislation. For over 100 years, federal law has commanded that after the death of an Osage headright owner, our Osage headrights are partially under control of the state of Oklahoma or other states with approvals by BIA and the Interior Department solicitor. Nowhere has there ever been any Osage Nation involvement. The situation with the revocable trust illustrates what a disaster this has been. We will make recommendations and explain much more about this in the coming months. I mention it here because I believe it is time for our own Osage courts to take over this process. Our Constitution protects our Osage headright owners from the politics of the Osage Nation. In the meantime, to move forward on probate reform, the Osage Nation Attorney General will need funding for federal legislative work for his staff and our Washington, D.C. attorneys and lobbyists. This funding was not included in their current requests because this is a new issue. We will return to the Congress within the next 3 months with more information. The need for continued funding to the Attorney General for the ongoing battle to reclaim our Osage Reservation boundary of 1872 must be a priority for the Osage Congress, as should our fight for our water rights. Past federal laws, including the 1906 Act, are being used by the state of Oklahoma to say our rights have been diminished. Governor Stitt and the Oklahoma Attorney General knows the federal courts delivered a hard hit against the Osage Nation in 2010 in the Osage Nation versus Irby case. Now the Osage County District Court has followed that case, and also, and we are very concerned about this, he has said, the judge, that the 1906 Act presents us problems. If the current defendant in that Osage County case does not appeal, the Osage Attorney General will have to seek another case in which to file to present our position that the Osage Reservation was promised to our people when we bought this land with our own money in 1872. This purchase was ratified by the United States of America, and there has not been any act of the United States government to disestablish our reservation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next item on the agenda is the legislative message. Good morning, Chief, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, those present and those listening in. I first want to just say thank you to Congresswoman Stabler, who is Chair of Appropriations, and Congresswoman Rivard, who is Chair of Commerce, Gaming, and Land. They held interim meetings this last month and were able to get a good start on numbers and things that need to be addressed in those two committees, which hold a lot of legislation in them. We have $65,045,441 worth of requests. We are scheduled to be here until October 3rd. We have 29 bills filed, 8 resolutions filed, and 17 board members up for confirmation. We have a lot of work ahead of us, and I hope everyone's ready to get to work. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is introduction of bills or resolutions.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 22-102 and 22-103 on the first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Congresswoman, could you go to the podium and read your,
Your
bills, please? Thank you.
You want me to read them now?
From the podium, please.
Okay. Okay, bear with me, Speaker. Get these pulled up. I apologize. I had Trey and I had worked hard Friday, and so they were filed after the 3 o'clock deadline. So ONCA 22-102 is an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch health support services in the amount of $2,149,173. ONCA 22-103 is an act to amend 22 ONC 1-102 to change the structure of the tax commission back to the 5-person commission and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Congresswoman, do you have one more? Your resolution? Did you read three?
It was just those two, ma'am.
Did you want to include ONCR 2213?
Let me see. I thought that was on the agenda. I apologize.
No, ma'am. So if you want to include it.
Do I need to
Madam
amend
Speaker.
My...
Madam Speaker, ONCR 2213 is on the agenda.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 22-102, ONCA 22-103 on today's agenda for bills and resolutions on first reading.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion passes. Next item is bills and resolutions on first reading. ONCA 2273 is an act to amend ONCA 1439 to amend the definition of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date.
I'd like to read in ONCA 22-74, an act to amend the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007 at 14 ONC 12-105 to allow the Gaming Enterprise Board to hire legal counsel and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 2275 is an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, in Congress, reading in ONCA 2276, an act to establish a government tort claims process for the Osage Nation for the benefit of the public and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker, may I continue?
Continue, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2277, an act to establish a revolving fund in the Treasury for storm shelter assistance, to authorize expenditures out of the fund, and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker, may I continue?
Continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2278, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Please continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2279, an act to amend 11 ONC 4102 of the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund to include an annual Career Tech Assistance Grant for students attending technical schools and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2280, an act to amend the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund Act at 11 ONC 3103 to create and define a new Career Tech Assistance Grant category and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 22-81, an act authorizing and appropriate $1 million to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Chief, Assistant Chief, colleagues, listening public, I'd like to read in this morning ONCA 2282, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,811,473 to the Pahuskahuila of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of a new facility project and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 22-83, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 22-84, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $2,379,241 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue.
Reading in ONCA 22-85, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the FY 2023 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 22-86, an act to authorize and appropriate the additional amount of $2,979,736 of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for an adult male and female primary residential treatment facility, an adolescent male and female PRT, a transitional living facility, and a counseling center with administrative and counseling offices, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2287, an act to place limitations on the campaign donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation.
May I continue?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2288, An act to establish a revolving fund in the Treasury for medical disability assistance, to authorize expenditures out of the fund, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2289, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 to the Disability Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2290, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC 3105 and 3106 to allow benefits to accrue on a limited basis, to remove the enrollment period, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 22-91, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the Financial Assistance Services for school clothing, supplies, and technology reimbursement, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
ONCA 2292 is an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to Financial Assistance Services for home energy cooling cost assistance for elder and disabled members of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2293, an act to amend the Osage Nation Election Code to require all voters to receive an absentee ballot, to require absentee ballots be tracked, and to limit the amendment to the election code within 90 days of an election.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2294, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $19,351,458 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd like to continue.
Continue, please.
ONCA 2295, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
ONCA 2296, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $2,491,552 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2297, an act to amend 21 ONC 1303, Rule 3 of the Membership Act, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Kane.
I'd like to read in ONCA 22-98, an act to prohibit anonymous donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation.
Thank you. Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to thank Assistant Chief and Chief for reaching out to me on this piece of legislation. I'd like to read in ONCA 2299, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $40,679,250 for the Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program from the National Telecommunications and Information Administration funds for broadband and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to read in ONCA 22100, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $127,750 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 22-101, an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental amount of $700,000 to the executive branch of ARPA funds for the purchase of land design, engineering, and construction of a senior housing complex in the town of Homney, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard?
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCR 22-07, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2023.
Congresswoman, can you read in your ONCA 22-102 and 22-103 that you added?
Reading in ONCA 22-102, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch health support services in the amount of $2,149,173 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 22-103, an act to amend 26 ONC 1-102 to change the structure of the tax commission back to a 5-person commission and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Reading in ONCR 22-06, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to enter into and execute a tribal council member agreement with the U.S. Social Security Administration to allow the Osage Nation to extend Social Security and Medicare coverage to the members of the Osage Nation Congress. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCR 22-08, a resolution to set the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards and commissions of the Osage Nations, for fiscal years 2023 and 2024.
Continue.
Reading in ONCR 22-09, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2023.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 2210, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit with P3 for a professional services contract to assist with the enhanced tribal card ETC project.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to read in ONCR 2211, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Thank you. Reading in ONCR 2212, a resolution to request the placement of fee lands into trust by the Secretary of the Interior. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. Reading in ONCR 22-13, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CCLPHA Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2023.
Thank you. ONCA 2273 will be sent to government operations. ONCA 2274 will be sent to commerce, gaming, and land. ONCA 2275 will be sent to culture. ONCA 2276 will be sent to government operations. ONCA 2277 will be sent to government operations. ONCA 2278 will be sent to government operations. ONCA 2279 will be sent to education. ONCA 2280 will be sent to education. ONCA 2281 will be sent to culture. ONCA 2282 will be sent to education. ONCA 2283 will be sent to appropriations. ONCA 2284 will be sent to appropriations. ONCA 2285 will be sent to appropriations. ONCA 2286 will go to health and social services. ONCA 2287, government operations. ONCA 2288, government operations. ONCA 2289, government operations. ONCA 2290, health and social services. ONCA 2291, government operations. ONCA 2292, government operations. ONCA 2293, government operations. ONCA 2294. The membership committee will receive Section 5. Commerce, Gaming, and Land will receive Section 10, 11, 12, and 25. Education will receive Section 18 and Section 24. Government Operations will receive Section 19, Section 21, Section 22, Section 23, Section 26, Section 30, and Section 32. Health and Social Services will receive the following sections: 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 27, 28, 29, and 31. ONCA 2295. Appropriations will receive the following sections: 8, 9, 10, 33, 34, 45, 55, and 56. Membership, you will receive Section 43. Commerce, Gaming, and Land, you will receive Section 11, 12, 18, 19, 24, 30, 31, 32, 40, 46, 49, 53, 54, and 60. Culture, you will receive Section 14, 15, 35, 41, 44, 48, and 57. Education will receive the following sections: 16, 17, 21, 61, 62, 63, and 64. Government Operations, you will receive the following sections: 20, 22, 23, 26, 27, 28, 42, 47, 50, 51, 58, 59, and 65. Health and Social Services, you will receive the following sections: 13, 25, 29, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 52. And the chairs, you all have this electronically, so you didn't have to write your sections down, but thank you. ONCA 2296 will go to appropriations. ONCA 2297 will go to membership. ONCA 2298, government operations. ONCA 2299, Government Operations, ONCA 22-100, Appropriations, ONCA 22-101, Health and Social Services, ONCA 22-102, Health and Social Services, ONCA 22-103, Commerce, Gaming, and Land, ONCR 2206, Government Operations, ONCR 22-07, Commerce, Gaming, and Land, ONCR 22-08, Government Operations, ONCR 22-09, Government Operations, ONCR 2210, Membership, ONCR 2211, Appropriations, ONCR 2212, Commerce, Gaming, and Land, and ONCR 2213, Health and Social Services. The next item on our agenda is motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to notice Appropriations Committee meeting immediately following session until 12 p.m. Let's start at 11 o'clock.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a notice that the Education Committee meeting will commence at 1 o'clock and go till 3 o'clock today.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is adjournment. And members, we don't have any meetings scheduled in the morning. We do have a place for a meeting if someone wants to sign up for an 8:30 meeting. Otherwise, it's up to you for when we adjourn till. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Discussion?
Is this one of the...
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I know we at some point in time, I believe you sent us an email or a communication about some possibilities of having meetings in the mornings instead of actually, you know, a meeting for session at 10 to get more meetings out of the way, or not out of the way, but worked through, because tomorrow morning session is just a formality, in essence, or procedural type of thing. And it's not that we wouldn't be having session, we would just be here having meetings. Is that one? Is tomorrow one of the days that you were talking about in our email? I don't have it in front of me, I apologize. Yeah,
it is. We had 3 days set aside, or some committees wanted longer meeting times because they have a lot of legislation to work through. Out of those 3 days, we had committees signed up for two of them. One of them's Friday, the third one is next week. No one took the 8:30 spot for tomorrow. It's available. If any committee, now that you have your sections, would like to sign up for that, then that's what it's there for. So you can either adjourn until tomorrow at 10 or the following day at 10.
Motion to...
We have a motion on the floor with a second, and we are in discussion. All right. If there's no further discussion, then go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm okay with adjourning until, what is today?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, until Thursday, until 10 a.m. What is the rest of the, does anybody else have anything? Anybody thought about it, or?
Okay, if there's no further discussion, then.
I can withdraw.
Congresswoman, okay, the motion's been withdrawn. Congresswoman Rivard.
I'll yield.
Congressman Tillman.
Motion to adjourn until Thursday at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion on the floor by Congressman Tillman with a second from Congresswoman Shaw to adjourn until Thursday at 10 a.m. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Thank you. We're adjourned.
Committee, are these the priority over to appropriate?